the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. It is debate night across America. Are you going to be watching the debate tonight? What do you hope to see? And I'm really curious if anybody's opinion actually really changes as a result of the debate tonight. Hello, everybody. We've got a lot going on here today. We're going to be taking your calls throughout the program. It is the debate, and we will be providing live, real-time coverage and analysis throughout the evening over at ToddStearns.com. So you're going to want to hang out with us over on the website later this evening. You can have your laptop up or your smartphone, and you can just follow the debate on TV and or on the radio, and you can hang out with us as well. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Do you believe that President Trump knows he's walking into a trap tonight? You know, ABC News, and we're going to be doing an in-depth look at this tonight on the Newsmax show. I've got the folks from Newsbusters coming on, and they did some interesting analysis, and they found that overwhelmingly ABC News is the worst of the worst when it comes to their Trump coverage. That ABC News is the most anti-Trump network out there. ABC News is. And you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this is going to be a big deal tonight. You can't tell me that ABC News is not plotting something regarding the president. As a matter of fact, I believe that ABC News is plotting to take out Donald Trump tonight. That's what I believe is going on. When you look, and let me give you an example, because everybody's like, oh, but David Muir, He's not a liberal. He's not a lefty. He's just so dreamy. He has such beautiful hair and his teeth, and he's just our Walter Cronkite. No, the guy's a raging lunatic. As a matter of fact, according to Newsbusters, they did a comparison of David Muir's coverage of Kamala Harris and David Muir's coverage of Donald Trump. 100%. Are you ready for this, folks? 100% of the news coverage about Kamala Harris on ABC News with David Muir, 100% is positive. They found absolutely nothing negative about Kamala Harris. Nothing at all. Donald Trump, on the other hand, 93% of the Trump coverage was negative. 100% positive for Kamala Harris, 93% negative for Donald Trump. He's walking into a trap tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And Trump knows that. Trump's a smart guy. So he knows that as much as he's going to be going up against Kamala, he's also going to be going up against David Muir and his hair and teeth. Can we get a pronouncer on the guy's name, please, Dylan? I don't watch that nonsense. I haven't watched network news in years. So you've got Kamala Harris up on the stage tonight. You've got Donald Trump. And people are really freaking out about this. I think Trump is going to do a terrific job tonight. I really do. And I hope that he doesn't get into the name call. I really do. Tonight, I hope it is just a straightforward presentation of the facts. If Trump is able to do that, I think that he attracts the independents. And tonight, it really should be all about the independent voters. That's all that should be on the mind of Donald Trump and Team Trump. How do we attract independent voters? Because those will be the deciding votes on Election Day. So how do we do that? And I think one of the ways we do that is just stick to the big issues. The fact that at this very moment you have Haitian immigrants that are fricasseeing a cat. The fact that many people can't go out and go shopping because they're afraid of getting carjacked. Last night in Washington, D.C., you had a massive mob of people going around breaking into stores, a lot of the high-end stores in around Logan Circle and Georgetown. As a matter of fact, I was staying at a hotel just the other day right off of Logan Circle. This is a very nice, well-to-do part of Washington, D.C. You say, Todd, what were they doing? They were probably hungry. They wanted to make a sandwich, and they went to Gucci. I don't know. People are sick and tired of the violence. People are sick and tired of going to the grocery store, not being able to buy the food they want to be able to buy to feed their kids because they don't have enough money. People are sick and tired of that. And those are the policies. You know, they talk about Kamala Harris wanting to, oh, she's turning a page. She's moving forward. We have to move beyond. No, but she is responsible now. Kamala Harris is responsible at this very moment for everything that's going wrong in this country. She is a part of that equation. And Donald Trump tonight has to remind the American people that she is the actual working, sitting vice president of these great United States. Now, do I think it would be great if President Trump invited the ex-wife of Willie Brown to attend? Absolutely. I think that would be incredibly phenomenal. I also believe that he ought to invite all of those people who's lost a cat or a loved one to the hands of the Haitians. I think that would be a fine gesture. As a matter of fact, even if you can't do that, go out and buy some stuffed animals like little cats and ducks and just put them on the seats. It's terrible. Someone sent me a text message. Does chicken fried kitten taste like chicken? I don't know. I don't want to find out. But one of the ways, by the way, I'm going to get a sidetrack here, but I'm getting so much hate mail over this Springfield, Ohio story. But, you know, people are like, well, Todd, how do you know? How do you know that the Haitians are eating the cats and the dogs and the gerbils? Well, I don't think they're eating the gerbils. There's just not enough meat on a gerbil, right? It's just too much trouble to go to. Dylan, you doing okay over there? You look a little peaked.
Just verifying your information over here.
Thank you. Just let me know if we get off base here. Okay. How do you do it? Is that like a pronto pup? Is that how you would eat a gerbil?
Can you fit it on the stick?
For those of you not in Memphis, that's a corn dog.
Yeah.
Just dip it in batter and plop it in.
Oh, boy.
I will say this. We tried to reach out to the medical clinic there. I just wanted to find out if there had been an increase in instances of hairballs among humans there in the Springfield. That would be the evidence one would need to confirm the reporting of Senator J.D. Vance. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a sitting United States senator is the one who is sharing this intel, this information, that the Haitian refugees that have been dumped in poor Springfield, Ohio, are literally going out there and eating your pets. And by the way, where is PETA? Where are the PETA, the people for the eating of tasty animals? But where are they? Where are they? They're out there marching and complaining every time some kid rolls an Easter egg down the White House lawn on Easter Monday. But where are they when people are literally deep frying little kitties like Kitty Wayne or Berserko or Little Fluffy, whatever you call your cat? I'm just wondering. By the way, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to an Alabama state representative from the Sylacauga area. That's the town in Alabama that's been overrun by illegals. So we're going to be talking to state representative Ben Robbins of Alabama in just a little while. So all that to say, these are the big issues of the day. And if Donald Trump plays his cards right tonight, I think he picks up the votes of the childless cat demographic in America. I think they switch parties and they vote Republican. But this tonight is an opportunity, I believe, for Donald Trump to just lay it all out there. Say, folks, you know, he can frame it in such a way that he's going to connect to these independent voters. That's my estimation of what he has to do tonight. If this is all about the cackle or the Venn diagrams or getting down on her knees to get up in the world. I don't know if that's going to move the needle for people. Tonight, it can't be about Donald Trump, and it can't be about Kamala Harris. It has to be about the American people. Now, am I right? Am I wrong? Give me a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we're going to be taking your calls. Got to take a quick break. This is the Todd Stern Show. Consider this. Without God, can we have a democracy? And if religion is removed from Washington, who pays the ultimate price? There's a new movie out called God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, the story of a small-town pastor pushed into the political arena to run against a powerful regime forcing faith and religion out of American politics. There's no better time for this movie. In today's divided culture, all of this upheaval and yearning for spiritual leadership is America's collective scream to keep God in the forefront. God's Not Dead challenges mainstream liberals in the battle for spiritual leadership, hope, and faith in America. Watch it with your family and friends. And remember the words of Ronald Reagan, "Without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure." Folks, we are one nation under God. Don't miss God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, a Pinnacle Peak production in theater September 12th. Oh, by the way, so some sleuths on the interwebs, they have been able to determine that Kamala Harris on her policy platform, and the policy platform was finally posted over the weekend, and now we can tell you that it was literally copied and pasted from Joe Biden's campaign website. So these interweb sleuths were able to determine through all the coding that all of the information was originally posted. So all she did was copy and paste what was on Joe Biden's website. This is one of the most unserious campaigns I have ever seen run, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, this item now just in. Kamala, remember she said she worked at McDonald's? She was the fry girl. That's what she said, right? I'm the fry girl. Well, now we're learning that her reference to McDonald's and being employed is now missing from her official campaign page bio. So apparently that has now been scrubbed. She was lying about frying, ladies and gentlemen. Kamala Harris. You can't make this up. How do you lie about working at McDonald's, for crying out loud? Let's go to the phones, 901-260-5926. Mark from the Villages. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. You know, everyone's texting me saying, are you going to be watching the debate? I'm like, probably not, but it's going to be the climax. I said, watching and listening to her is not my idea of a climax. Secondly, go ahead. Also wondering, are we going to have any power outages? And lastly, my advice to Trump is let her do all the talking. Like they say, loose lips sink ships.
You know, that is not a bad thought there, Mark. And, you know, one of the things folks were concerned with is that she was going to drop that line, you know, where that she did when she and Mike Pence, I'm speaking. But that's one of the concerns. And you know what Trump ought to say if that happens? I'm speaking. He goes, yeah, and you're not saying anything, lady. You're not saying anything.
Yeah, that's exactly what he needs to do, is let her do all the talking. She's a box of rocks, man. And this country better wake up, because there won't be a next time. You got to get it right this time, because if she gets in office, many, many, many people will suffer.
I have no doubt about that. She is literally the woman's a dingbat, a nincompoop wrapped in a dingbat. And you're right. She gets in, and at least Joe Biden's got an excuse. You know, his poor brain is rotted out. You know, it just didn't last. There's an expiration date. And Biden is well past that expiration date. Kamala Harris, she has no skills. And we're going to see all of that tonight. By the way, 9 o'clock Eastern. Mark, good hearing from you. 9 o'clock Eastern, there will be no live audience, no opening statements. That's according to the rules. The candidates are going to have 2 minutes to answer questions, 2 minutes for rebuttals, and then they're going to get an additional minute for follow-ups and clarifications. The two candidates will also have up to 2 minutes to deliver closing statements at the end. You know, I want to play some audio for you. This is making its rounds on social media. You're going to hear a woman, and this is about Willie Brown. Somebody went and found an old feature story they did on Willie Brown on TV. And Willie was kind of like the ladies' man, and he surrounded himself with all of these young women. One of the young women, and again, this just surfaced earlier today, one of the young women they're saying is Kamala Harris, and she is slink. She's just sort of slinking up next to Willie in a very inappropriate, un-Baptist way, if you know what I mean. And so anyway, the reporter asks her a question. So you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear Kamala. They're alleging this is Kamala, all right? You're going to hear her respond. Let's play that, Dylan. Okay, we don't have that. All right, well, we'll get to it after the bottom of the hour break here. Anyway, they ask Kamala Harris if that's her daughter. He goes, are you his daughter? And she says, I'm not his daughter. I'm not his daughter. I'm his lover. You can't make this stuff up. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Even CNN is freaking out about all of this. And it's all a bunch of political theater with these people. But CNN sees the writing on the wall here when it comes to Kamala. Cut number one. This is Aaron Burnett's show last night.
So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE. Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then to end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer mm-hmm. funding, gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally.
All right. There you go. And by the way, that's 1,000% correct, is that Kamala Harris advocated for giving illegal aliens gender transition surgeries paid for by you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that what's happening in Springfield, Ohio, and Sylacauga, Alabama, and the entire state of Mississippi? Do you understand that this is going to be happening in your communities as well? Because Kamala Harris has already announced that she is putting illegals first. That's what her agenda is all about. So don't believe any of this nonsense of her being a centrist candidate. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25 and the brand-new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right. I haven't been following the NFL that terribly much. I always get, you know, every season I say, you know, I'm going to give them a chance. And then they start off the season singing that Black National Anthem crap, and I can't do it. I just can't do it. We got one national anthem. Come on, people. Why is everything about politics? Why is everything about BLM? I just haven't understood that. Anyway, there is a story, though, that caught my attention, and it involves Tyreek Hill, who is one of the star players for the Miami Dolphins. Now, Dylan, I know you're a big football player. Do you follow the Dolphins at all?
Yeah, Tyreek Hill's a good wide receiver for the Dolphins.
Their team has sucked for many, many years, many seasons, the Dolphins.
They're good now.
Are they good now? Okay.
Yeah, they're good now.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to catch up here. All right. So anyway, and let me see if I get the story correct. So Tyreek Hill was on his way to the game Sunday, and he was driving in his sports car. It's a really nice car, by the way. And it's got the do we know what car that it, what kind of a car that was? It's got the doors that go up.
I think it's a McLaren.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice car.
It's very nice. Very expensive.
The blacked out windows, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and that's important for this story, for this part of the story. So anyway, he was traveling. I guess he was speeding, and he was trying to get to the stadium for the game on Sunday. So then the police pull him over, and all you know what has broken loose now. And they're making this out to be like George Floyd, I don't know, part two. And the NFL's upset with the police department. Tyreek Hill is basically, you know, embracing himself in this whole I am calling cop, you know, Kaepernick kind of a nonsense. And now the police have actually released the video footage. And I'm curious, I know many of you have probably seen the video footage, the body cam footage of what went down and how it went down. And I'm curious to know who was in the wrong here. Was it the police or was it Tyreek Hill? And it's interesting because a lot of folks are siding with Tyreek Hill. Now, here's the deal. He was pulled over, and you know how it goes. I mean, when you're pulled over, typically you pull over, you put your hands on the steering wheel, right? We've all been taught what to do if you're pulled over. And then the officer will knock on the window and you roll down. And again, you take your hand off the steering wheel and then you roll down the window and the officer will explain, okay, you are speeding or whatever. I need to see your license and registration. That's not what happened here. So Hill was pulled over, and then the window, again, the window is rolled up. So he knocks on the window, right? And he can't see inside. It's a blacked out window. So the officer doesn't know what's going on here. So the guy, Tyreek Hill, he rolls down the window and then he tells the officer, don't be knocking on my window like that, and rolls the window back up. What? You can't do that. You can't do that. So then he rolls it. Before he rolls it all the way back up, the officer makes an observation. He goes, why aren't you wearing a seatbelt? And then Tyreek Hill says, don't knock on my window like that. This is all from the body cam footage. So Hill hands it over. He says, at that point, he just tosses his license to the officer and says, just give me my ticket so I can go. I'm going to be late. Do what you got to do. And then he rolls the window back up. And the cop is like, you stop doing that. And finally he said, okay, fine. You're going to be that way. Be that way. Get out of the car right now. Get out of the car. And he refuses to get out of the car. We're not playing this game. Get out of the car. And Hill refuses to get out of the car, so the officers help him out of the car. And three officers, in fact. And the officers are like, what is wrong with you? Right. I mean, this was a simple, you were speeding, we pulled you over, what is wrong with you? Other players who are on their way to the stadium see what's going on, so they pull over, and they're trying to get involved in this. And one of the players was like, you know, he said, what's going on? And the police say, you stay out of this. This is not your business. And then the other player was like, well, it is my business. And the cops put him in handcuffs. So all of this is causing great consternation. The NFL releasing a statement, and they're siding with Tyreek Hill. The police department union says, hey, look, all of this could have been resolved if Tyreek Hill would have just followed their instructions. So I'm just curious, because you're an NFL player, and I'm just throwing this out there, because you're an NFL player or you're an NBA star, does that give you special privileges? Are you allowed to act like an ass when the police pull you over? Is that the way that works? Is that what we're talking about here? Oh, here are the other two guys. Is it Calais Campbell? Dylan, help me with these names. And Jonnu Smith. And Campbell was briefly placed in handcuffs. Smith was given a citation after they did not immediately comply with request to leave the scene. So again, they're NFL stars, so that maybe they thought they had special privileges. Maybe they thought that their ability to throw a football would gave them superiority over the cops. Campbell said, I just want to know what's happened. And the officer said, this is not his business. And then one of the officers, at some point, one of the officers figured out who they had in handcuffs and said, why is he acting up like that? You know what this, you know who that is, right? He's one of the Dolphins' star players. So the officers are like, at that point, they're like, oh, geez. So anyway, Tyreek Hill is now saying, he was on CNN, and he said that the fact that he was a celebrity is what saved him from even worse treatment. Is that true? Now, I have seen this around Memphis especially, where now the cops, they just, you know, it doesn't matter if you're spinning out on the road. It doesn't matter if you're driving 130 miles an hour. It doesn't matter. They're not going to pull you over. And the reason why is they don't want to get in trouble, because they will be accused of being racist. They're going to be accused of being all sorts of things if they try to pull people over. So the cops, and I don't blame them, it's really a matter of self-preservation, right? Because God forbid you're the white cop who pulls over some black dude. In this case, it looked like, and I've watched all the video. Dylan, have you seen any of the video?
Yeah, I watched it today.
What'd you think?
I mean, he should have just complied. It's common sense to do what an officer tells you to do. And if you're rolling your window back up, especially if it's like that darkly tinted, I mean, for the officer's safety, if they don't know who you are at that point, you know, he has to do his job.
I guarantee you, at first blush, you know, and again, it was so dark in the car. You know, if I'm the officer, I would not have even given him a second chance. I'm like, you know what? Let's step out of the car here and let's get all this sorted out.
Yeah.
Because the officer just wants to go home to his wife and kids. But they're all Hispanic. That was the point I was trying to get. In this case, I don't think there are any. So this, you know, if this is going to be Hispanic on black as opposed to white on black, it's always about race. It always is. And that's, I mean, that's really what this is about. So Hill, and I want to get to this, an attorney for Hill. So Hill's got the attorney now. He says the officer who initially approached his client was not aggressive. A colleague who quickly joined the scene and snatched Hill from the car was super aggressive. Yes, that's because he was not complying with the other officer. Collins accused the second officer of putting a knee into Hill's back, putting his hand on the player's throat. See what I mean? It's all George Floyd again. All right, and you can see all of this, and it clearly did not happen the way they're saying it happened. Hill said, one officer doesn't make the whole group look bad. Everybody has bad apples. Every team has bad apples. The Miami Dolphins issuing a statement saying they're saddened by the overly aggressive and violent conduct directed towards Tyreek Hill, Campbell, or Calais Campbell, and Jonnu Smith. It's both maddening and heartbreaking to watch the very people we trust to protect our community use such unnecessary force and hostility towards these players. So it looks like the Miami Dolphins is going full blown. We support our players. The cops are bad. Let's go to Dave in North Carolina, WSJS. Dave, what do you? First of all, have you seen the videos, Dave? Did you see the body cam footage?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. Yeah, I've seen it all. I saw it happen on Sunday morning. Hey, let me tell you this, Todd. This guy's got a longer police report rap sheet than the CVS receipts you get, and those things are pretty long. I mean, this guy's a criminal. Let me tell you, he played at Oklahoma State University, and he beat his girlfriend and got kicked off the team at Oklahoma State. He's got charges against him for breaking his son's arm. This guy, and now he wants to cry wolf when he gets pulled over and put to the ground. Yeah, he can beat a woman, but a cop can't beat him. I don't know. This guy, he's not good. He's got problems. He's got a history. And I'm sorry, if you beat a woman and then a cop beats you, I don't have any problem with that. I'm sorry, I'll just say it like I see it.
No, and you're right about that. He does have a criminal past, and they're trying to portray him as some sort of a happy-go-lucky, aw shucks, you know. But clearly, he was confrontational with the cops. And, you know, and we've all been there, Dave. I don't know if you've been pulled over before, but it's like, hello, officer, how's it going? You know, you're trying to be polite and kind because you don't want to get a ticket.
Yeah, imagine you getting pulled over on your way into work this morning. He was going to work to play a Sunday football game, right? And are you going to start having a cuss out match with the police officer on your way to work this morning? If they want to make Tyreek Hill the poster boy for a good NFL Christian guy, go right ahead. He is not that guy, right? Tyreek Hill is. If they want to portray him and play him out to be a good guy and all that, be my guest, because everybody knows that that's the exact opposite with that guy. And sometimes in life you get what you deserve. And I'm not saying the cops even did anything right or wrong, but, you know, if somebody beats him down because he beat women, I've got no problem with that.
Well, he didn't just beat a woman. He beat a 20-year-old pregnant girlfriend of his. And threw her around like a rag doll, according to the police there at Oklahoma State, which is, you're right, got him kicked off the team. Then there was a child abuse. There was an incident involving his 3-year-old son sustaining a broken arm. There was an assault investigation, a 2023 paternity lawsuit, another lawsuit alleging from a woman, a model, alleging he'd broken her leg. Then there was the traffic stop.
And now he wants to cry wolf when he gets put on the ground. And I've got a major problem. Even if the cops did do him wrong in this instance, I'm not saying they did. Even if they did do him wrong, this is the last person who should be crying wolf. And you beat a woman? I'm sorry. You deserve what you get, buddy. And that should be worse than what they did to you Sunday morning.
I'm surprised with all the photographs. They haven't posted the photo instead of him as a Miami Dolphin, you know, at his high school graduation in the gown, the cap and gown. That's what they always do. He's such a good boy. He's never been in trouble. Such a good boy.
He really is.
All right.
I feel bad for the guy. He's driving in his Lamborghini. I feel so bad for him.
I think it was a McLaren, but either way, it's a nice car. I tell you. All right, Dave, got to run. Thank you for that. So again, folks, they're going to use this to attack the police. And let me say this. The reason that guy behaved the way he did is because a generation of young people have been taught to disrespect the cops, right? And I see it all the time in the interactions with the police and the thugs and the thugettes here in Memphis. I see it all the time. And they say, oh, these children, these young scholars, they're terrified of the police. No, they're not. They're not terrified of the police. They get up in their faces. They're trying to make arrests. They're trying to do their jobs, get home to their wives and or husbands safely. And they constantly get up in their grill, if you will, as the young people say. All right, 901-260-5926. Did the police do the right thing here, or were they overly aggressive? That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jeez, hello. So how bad can it get? You know, I love Memphis, my hometown. Sometimes, though, you just have to shake your head. There's a very popular, it's where people get buried. So I'm not sure how popular it is, but Memorial Park. That's where the Stearnses. That's where we get buried. And so anyway, yesterday, something like 20 or 30 cars were stolen. From people were going to a funeral. You go to a funeral and you come and your cars are gone. Jeez, hello. 3 or 4 days ago, somebody got carjacked, and this is in a super nice area of town. Anyway, it is what it is. Let's go to the phones. Vicki, North Carolina. Vicki, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing today?
Well, I still have my car, knock on wood, so I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, Vicki.
That is so good. Listen, I wanted to let you know that we had an incident here in Newbern, North Carolina, and a puppy was put on the grill, and what? It was cooked. But the cops came. The Burmese people that did it said that they had found the puppy dead on the road. Do not know if that was true or not, but it made the news. And this was probably 6 years ago or so. It hadn't been that many years ago, but it was before Trump was ever in office. So we do have people coming into this country that don't know our laws, and they do weird stuff like this. But, they shouldn't be allowed. They shouldn't be allowed to come in without knowing our laws. It's just that simple. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that, yes, we've had puppies put on the grill here.
My word, I am shocked. But again, you know, you've got a lot of people coming into this country, and maybe back where they're from, they think they can just, you know, they're driving down the road, they see, you know, roadkill, they just scoop it up and put it on the grill. Ugh.
Yeah, if it was true, though. See, I don't know if that was true. They never found out the truth if they didn't kill the puppy or whatever. You know, we don't know the truth.
Oh, I see.
But it did make the news.
Jeez, hello. It's Vicki, I'm telling you, something is going on in this country.
Yeah, and it's not good, but I would recommend everybody go get a class in psychology and study sociopaths, because they enjoy lying to people just to see how they can get away with lying so much, and it's like a game to them. So, you know, people really need to study up on why somebody like Kamala would change gears so suddenly. She may actually be a sociopath.
Vicki, I mean, that's a fair statement. I mean, it's literally lying, and we know they're lying. They're not even trying to hide it or cover it up or you know, play word salad here. They are just flat out lying to you, and they don't seem to care that, you know, that we all know it. So that's a good thought. Vicki, appreciate that call. Thank you for that. Yeah, they say the poor cat in Springfield, it was like, have you had the Euros? You know where they had the meat on the thing and it just kind of rotates around? That's how they had the cat? And they were just carving off chunks of it in America, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like cats anyway, but nobody deserves that. I mean, geez, a loo. All right, got it. Yeah, puppy and a pita. We'll be right back, folks. Hour two coming up next.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them. These gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. You think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card. Since June, they took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there, they didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
What's the wait time?
For back of line, probably pushing 2 hours.
Is there a separation between French speakers,
English speakers?
It's all along. They would just have interpreters that hop between windows as they come up.
Got it.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and...
Springfieldian OGs, if you will.
I don't know too much about all...
observationally, what have you seen?
9-1 easy.
9-1?
Yeah, it seems like, for most part. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it's sort of like... evens out. That's when most of the locals tend to come in.
Did they recently hire translators to accommodate the 9-1 ratio?
They've been here longer than I have, and I've been here 6-7 months now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you have it. 9-1. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, very crazy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. That audio you heard from Springfield, Ohio, where the local citizens and local veterans, people who have worn the uniform of our country, they've gone to war. They've served honorably. They're being shoved to the back of the line. They can't get their benefits because they're taking care of these Haitians, these illegals first. And it's not just in Springfield. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the whole point of the Democrat Party. They are shoving all of us to the back of the bus so they can take care of these newcomers. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome a state representative from Alabama. Ben Robbins represents the Sylacauga area there in the Alabama State House. And Mr. Representative, good to have you with us today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So I understand that your town has also been impacted by these illegals. What sort of a situation are you guys dealing with there in Sylacauga?
I mean, we're dealing with a situation here where there's just a lot of panic and confusion on how do they get here? Where did they come from? Why are they here? And the more we dig into it, and I work with our federal delegation, the more we find out about whether it's through the CHNV program or how it is they got here. But one thing that I keep thinking about is that if these people have sponsors, which if you go to the CHNV program, you, as a Haitian immigrant, you should have a sponsor. You know, where are their sponsors? Where are these people that are supposed to be helping them find work? Where are these people that are supposed to be helping them find housing? because they're nowhere to be found. And it seems as if they just appear here without the support that this sponsor got from our federal government. So somewhere, somehow, someone is not providing those services while also taking money on behalf of these people. So not only do we have an immigration problem on our hands, but we've got a government accountability problem. I mean, there's so many layers to the ineptitude that we're seeing from the Department of Homeland Security that it's terrible.
And the allegations in Springfield, and I don't know if this is happening in Alabama, but in Springfield, they're saying that these newcomers are getting checks $3,000 to $4,000 a month. They're also getting the EBT cards, and pretty much the taxpayers are having to foot the bill for all of this.
You know, I can't speak to what benefits Haitians or any immigrants to Sylacauga or Talladega County are receiving. I personally have not seen it, as in I've not seen someone using a card, so I can't say for sure. I don't know. But, you know, that is the rumor on social media. So, but I like to verify before I
And say, have you, as a state rep, have you been able, I know you said you were asking these questions, and they're pretty reasonable questions to me. Have you gotten any answers from anybody?
The only people I've gotten answers from are from our U.S. senators and congressmen, you know, Tommy Tuberville, Katie Britt, and Mike Rogers. And the answers they're getting are basically, we're in the same boat. The federal government didn't even tell us before immigrants were brought into our state or my congressional district, and they're scrambling to find answers, which seems hard to believe that an administration wouldn't even tell sitting U.S. senators that we're moving immigrants into your state or to our governor. And so they're scrambling to find answers. And what we're finding are maybe they come through this program, maybe they don't. We don't know. We don't know how many there are. It's just complete, you know, everything we find creates more questions.
Are you hearing, I'm curious, first of all, are you hearing from your constituents there, and what are they saying? What are their concerns?
Yes, I hear from my constituents, you know, I've basically nonstop, and their concerns really are the ones I just said. It's, are these people under the CHNV program, which means they might not have been fully vetted, and if so, how many are here? Are they refugees? Do we have any idea where they are employed, who their sponsors are, why they can, I mean, which I feel like are basic questions that we should be able to answer. I mean, if, as you said, you know, we're giving government benefits, if they are receiving government phones have phones have tracking devices. Why can't we track people by the phone that's in their pocket even? I know me as a consumer and I have an iPhone, they can track what I've looked at, where I've been, but yet we cannot track immigrants that are in this country that may or may not have any kind of violent background that we didn't even vet. It seems crazy to me. And that's the concern that people have, is that we have no idea where they came from, where they're going, how long they'll be here, and what are their intentions in our community.
Do you have a rough estimate of how many? Are we talking about a few dozen, a few hundred?
That's the problem. I have no idea, because, you know, when we ask, I've been to some of the motels. I asked the clerk that's working there how many are staying. They don't even know. So they don't even know how many are in each room. And so if even the motel where they're staying, that establishment doesn't know, it's almost impossible. I would hate to even guess, because I'd hate to overguess or underguess. And I don't have an idea.
Mm-hmm. I did a little research here. And on you guys there in Sylacauga, is in what, Talladega County, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And in Ohio, the Springfield is in Clark County, Ohio. Do you realize, Representative Robbins, that both of those counties went overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in the last presidential election, well over 60% of the vote? It's a very red, you guys are in a very red part of the country. Do you think it's coincidental that they're dumping all of these illegals into predominantly red areas of the country?
I mean, I do find it a bit coincidental. I do think it's rather interesting. you know, and so then it would make you, if you want to ask questions, makes you wonder, well, if they're going to red districts and red counties, how many are showing up in purple or swing districts would be the next question that I would have. You know, is it to swing an election, or is, and if that's the case, how many are in, you know, a Wisconsin or a Michigan that might be at play in this presidential election?
Well, this is, I hope you get answers to these questions, because this is a pretty serious stuff, and we're certainly going to be paying attention to the votes on election night in both of those counties. And I'm curious to know, if the illegals are going to have any sort of an impact on those elections. That's what concerns me. I can't think of another reason why they would just dump all those folks in Sylacauga, Alabama.
I can't either. We do not have a chicken plant where so many tend to work. So it's just a conundrum to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, Representative, we really appreciate you taking some time to join us today. I suspect there are other communities around the nation that are dealing with a very similar issue, and folks waking up and finding they've got, 25, 50, 100 illegals that now they have to take care of, and that's just not right. So thank you again for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, State Representative Ben Robbins out of Sylacauga, Alabama. That's Talladega County. And sure enough, went back. There were also hundreds of illegals dumped into an area of Brooklyn, which just happened to be, when you break it down to the precinct level, that area where the illegals were dropped happened to be one of the few red districts in Brooklyn, New York. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that the Democrats are relocating these illegals around the nation to fix our elections? Because something smells rotten here, and it's not that puppy on the pita. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
Someone just sent me a new study, and I just don't believe this. So the people over at Wallet Hub have done a survey of the happiest and unhappiest states in America. And I don't believe these numbers here. I'm going to go through the top 10 unhappiest states: Louisiana, Arkansas, West Virginia, Tennessee. Are we unhappy? I'm a pretty happy guy. New Mexico, Alaska, Alabama, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky. Those are the top 10 unhappiest states. I would contend that these people are morons. And I say that because all of these are southern states, except for New Mexico and Alaska. But I'm just telling you, if you're in the South, you got to be happy. You know why? Because we have great weather, we have great food, the women are beautiful, we have seasons, Southeastern Conference football. I can't imagine what else. You great music. We have a good river, the Mississippi. It's a good river. What do you want me to say? As a matter of fact, even wrote a song about it. No, not rolling down the river. No, I'm talking about going to Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Nobody goes to Alabama with a banjo on their knee if you're going to be unhappy in Alabama, right? So then they have the list of the top 10 happiest states in America. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. These are the top 10 happiest states across the fruited plain. Number 10, Massachusetts. Come on. Number 9, Nebraska. Number 8, Idaho. Number 7, Connecticut. Number 6, Minnesota. Number 5, Delaware. 4, Utah. Got a lot of Mormons out there. Number 3, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying there are a lot of Mormons out there. Number 3, New Jersey. Number 2, Maryland. And the number 1 happiest state in America, Hawaii. May I just say something about Hawaii? Is it just me or is it overrated? Is Hawaii overrated? I've been there once, twice. Maybe it was one time. All I can tell you is the beaches were very underwhelming. They were like gray and the gritty. All of the West Coast beaches, by the way, are terrible. You got all the seaweed. If you want a good beach, you got to go down to the Redneck Riviera. I'm talking about Mississippi. I'm talking about Alabama, the Florida Panhandle. The water is crystal clear. It's beautiful. The beaches are white sand. It's like sugar. It's like it's like God poured a huge bag of Dixie crystals along the Redneck Riviera. I'm telling you, it's the pretty. The South has the prettiest beaches in America, and I will fight you over that. Let's go to Bill in Jackson, Tennessee. Bill, are you buying this nonsense?
In a way, but I think I know the root problem is because we pay enough attention down here that we're not very pleased with what the chameleon and her pet cadaver are doing to the country, whereas the rest of them are blissfully oblivious.
Oh, you really read into this. I thought you were going to say because we lost the war of northern aggression, but yeah, I can go with that too. What'd you call him? The cadaver? The what?
A chameleon and her pet cadaver.
Her pet cadaver. That would be Joe Biden, Dylan. That's a pet cadaver. Well, Bill, maybe there is something to that. I mean, we're realists down here, but even still, you know, that's why we have rocking chairs and we have a big old pitcher of Louisiana sweet tea sitting nearby and we've got the ceiling fans and we kind of sweat out the anxiety, right? We just sweat it out. That's what the humidity's for.
Yeah, you just sort of over as you become more experienced, you realize you can be all upset about it and change what you can, and if you can't, don't let it eat you up.
Well, there you go. That's the way to look at it. All right, Bill, thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, are you buying this new survey? The happiest state in America is Hawaii. And just about every southern state, they don't mention Georgia. Georgia, you guys are not even, I guess you're somewhere in the middle. It looks to me like a Yankee wrote this. I'm just going to be honest. I think a Yankee wrote it. And maybe they would be. You know what I mean, I like Massachusetts, for example. You know, it's an okay state. I mean, it's a good state. We've got Connor from Boston up there, so he makes it a good state. But they don't deep fry anything. How do you not deep fry anything? You know, you got all that great, delicious seafood. You got to batter it up. You got to put it in some peanut oil. But they poach everything, and it's just weird. But that's just me. But look, it's Massachusetts, so there you go. If it makes them happy, I guess have at it. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio real quick. This is a woman in London. She was attacked by an illegal, and the police nearly arrested her. Listen to this. Cut six.
So you have a problem with my words?
Yes.
Because a filthy migrant just spat on me? And you've got the issue with me.
We have a duty to challenge that language, yeah, because we're police officers. And it's,
because he's filthy and he's migrant and he attacked me like the other one.
We're trying to help you report
that, which is offensive, isn't it?
We can't not challenge that language because
there's people in the public.
Okay, what's your numbers? So you'll find my language offensive. 1483.
Yeah, I do find it.
3028.
I'm still happy to help you with your 1192. Challenge you when you use language like that,
especially when you're in here and in the public as well, because obviously the people walking past us.
I think that's fair. They would
walk but past. I think filthy migrants attacking English people is disgusting.
Yeah, but you're also swearing as well, madam.
And that's an issue. Since when is swearing a crime?
We deserve to get spoken to with respect too. Like
and you're in public where there's people, kids
we're
not too far away.
Just doing our job.
People can hear that.
I'm not interested in a PC lecture. If you want to take my details, that's fine.
Oh my God, they're going to arrest her. The poor woman was attacked by a filthy migrant, and they're going to throw her in jail for calling her attacker a filthy migrant. Aren't you so glad we won the war? 901-260-5926. Let me tell you something. You elect Kamala Harris, they're going to be doing that here in America. You mark my words, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. All right. Got any debate drinking game words lined up? If it's Venn diagram, I would get an Uber. Just go ahead and book your Uber right now. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. 901-260-5926. I want to welcome into the studio the morning show host on KWAM, also the regular fill-in guy for the national show, Ben Dieter.
Todd, how are you?
Ben, what's going on?
It's good to see you back in Memphis.
It's good to be back.
You've been gone a lot this year.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you've been signing a lot of books across the country. We're trying to hold down the fort.
You've done a good job. I've gotten positive reports.
What, did I register as a 17-year-old or a little bit older this time?
No, actually, somebody asked if I had had a middle schooler hosting the show.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. All right, what are we talking
about? But you're actually old.
Yeah, I've been kicked off my parents' car insurance.
Really?
That's old.
Oh, that is pretty old.
Yeah.
So you're what, 20?
26.
26 years old. Wow,
yeah.
Just a child.
Yeah.
So, look, tell me about this, because I know this has been a big controversy. You caused a bit of a stir on social media because you realized that your car insurance was out the wazoo.
Well, to all the parents listening on the Todd Starn Show, never kick your kids off car insurance. I don't care how old they are. Keep them on your plan. It's tough out there. So I start buying my car insurance. Guess how much it is? For one guy who has not run into people, maybe I've gotten a ticket once or twice, maybe three times.
What'd you get a ticket for?
Being on my phone.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I wasn't texting and driving. I was just pulling up my GPS and they caught me. You don't believe me, do you?
I don't believe you.
Okay, so I get a couple tickets. $209 a month.
That's how much your
car insurance.
For car insurance.
Yeah, and I didn't even go through the little green lizard guy.
That's the gecko.
Yes, that one.
And
the lizard guy was going to call. No, the lizard boards, the billboards around the interstate, that was actually, it was like $270.
Is that? Wow.
So then I checked
monthly.
With Flo.
Okay, Flo.
Progressive girl.
Okay, Progressive, yes.
And that was also a little pricey. And then I went to Jake.
The State Farm dude.
That's right.
Okay.
That's where I settled. And they're charging me $209 a month.
I just thought that I got Jake mixed up with Jared, the Subway guy, who's actually the pedophile who's in prison right
He's
now.
He's in prison.
My apologies.
That's defamation.
Sorry
for
about
poor
that, Jake
from State
Farm. Poor Jake from State Farm. Keep him away from the kids.
His lawyers are going to be reaching out. Defamation.
Wow. So
how much, do I pay an unreasonable amount? Does that sound high to you?
That's a good question. We'll open this up because so you did some research on this though. First of all, hold on. Is Ben paying too much for car insurance? 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. But you went to the experts, and what did they tell you? Why is your insurance so high?
Well, as soon as I tweeted this out, is this too high, I started getting responses, and then different insurance agencies around town started calling. They're like, let's see if we can give you a better quote. And they asked me the rubric of questions. Have you crashed into a lot of people? Have you gotten a ton of speeding tickets? Do you have a DUI? All of these different questions. And the last one was, what is your zip code? And I just said 38103. And they put it in the calculator and they went, aha. They said that is one of the most dangerous zip codes in the country. And as a result, they've hiked the premiums because of carjackings.
So you live in one of the most dangerous zip codes in America. Where do you live? Like the Bronx?
Beale Street.
Detroit?
No, not even.
San Francisco?
No, Memphis, the home of Elvis and blues and barbecue and Todd Starnes.
Mm. But I don't live in that. I don't live in that zip code, my friend.
So they said two things. It's the vandalism. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was over at Target when your show, I grabbed a bite to eat. And as I was at the Target, right around the corner of this station, there was a guy in the parking lot and his car window was busted out.
Really?
That had just happened.
Just happened.
Middle of the day.
A few minutes ago.
Yeah. And that's a nice part of town, East Memphis. So that's what they said. Two different things, vandalism and carjackings are increasing these insurance rates.
You know, we just did a story. They stole cars from dead people or people going to see dead people over at the funeral home right around the corner.
You're kidding.
20 cars.
So there you go. So I guess it's my fault for just choosing to live in downtown Memphis.
Yeah, why would you want to live in downtown Memphis?
I don't know. Well, because there's the Beale Street and there's the Lorraine Hotel, and I'm trying to get
Sun. MLK got shot there.
Sun Studios. Look at all of the Memphis tourism attractions.
It's the booze, isn't it? It's the booze.
And then Paula Rayford's disco. I didn't want to bring that up on air, but you forced me to.
Let's go to Sean in Florida. WOCA, our great affiliate down there. All right, Sean, do you feel any sympathy at all towards Ben?
He is paying on average what 20-year-olds are paying on average in urban areas. My children live in urban areas as well. Seems to be the thing with that generation in their 20s, mid-20s, $210 and up. My insurance just went up again this year in Florida, another $200 per 6 months. So during our illustrious administration's time, my insurance has went up $1,000. I'm an elderly man. I have an excellent driving record, and for two older vehicles, pickup trucks, we're talking like 0508, it's close to what he's paying. And used to be once upon a time, with the Lizard and Flo and them, at my age, my insurance would go down. And I'm ex-military, and I've lived in many states. And, it only goes up, at least in Florida. So he's paying average, I would say.
Feel bad. I pay maybe $800 a year for my insurance.
And you have a motorcade that travels with you.
Well,
it's a nice Cadillac.
It is a nice car. I do have a nice car.
Well, Sean, that's helpful. I don't know if I feel better or worse because on one hand, I feel like I'm in the majority of young people in their 20s that are paying out the wazoo for car insurance. On the flip side, I hate that for your kids because it's a chunk of change.
Oh, yeah. He has a Toyota Corolla. My daughter has a Volkswagen Jetta. I mean, and they're relatively newer cars, below 20. I'd say, I think one's 18, the other one's a 19. And it's just crazy. But welcome to the current administration we have here. So
that's
get
it.
Out there and vote.
That's it, Sean. You're absolutely right. Appreciate that call.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
I could identify as a chick, and I heard that they hike the premiums because you're a man and a male. So if I go in there and I say, actually, I identify as Betty instead of Ben.
Betty Dieter.
They would have to. And if they don't drop my car insurance premium, then I will contact the ACLU.
One ugly woman. I like that idea, though.
You got to get creative.
Betty, Betty Dieter. All right. So Dieter's complaining about his insurance rates. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, I ran into somebody at church the other day, and they were so proud of their daughter who just went off to college. And they said she bought her first car. I said, oh, what'd she get? A Subaru. I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Your name Gladys. Let's go to Harold in Memphis, Tennessee. Listening to us on KWAM. Harold, what's going on?
Okay. He's right. In Memphis, Tennessee, we're charged more for insurance than almost any place in the country. I have a commercial vehicle. Because if I parked my commercial vehicle in Memphis, Tennessee, it would cost me about $28,000 a year insurance on my commercial truck. Now,
Wait. How much? Whoa, Harold. How much?
$28,000.
Holy cow!
Yeah. They commercial drivers pay a lot more. So now, and I said, well, and this is 2 years ago when I bought this truck to do local deliveries. They said, well, you got to park it somewhere else. So Holiday, Tennessee is on the other side of Jackson. So I use that address up there as my parking space for my truck. My insurance dropped to $11,000.
Wow!
And you know what? You know what the agent told me?
What's that?
When I gave him my zip code, crime in Memphis, the car theft, the truck break-in, all that stuff is why insurance is so high in Memphis. And don't get me wrong, you can take a defensive driving course online, and then you can get a discount on your insurance. Like I'm with GEICO, I get discounts for going to University of Memphis. I get a discount because I'm first responder. I get a discount because of I took the defense driving course online, and it makes your rates go down. Now, I don't know if your insurance company, what discounts they offer, but you ought to go to their website, sign into their website, and with your information to see what discounts. You might be eligible for a lot of discounts. Because, see, through GEICO, I have three cars, a Harley Davidson, a trailer, and my RV, and I only have to pay $460 a month for full coverage.
Wow. That's a thought.
Harold, good. It's a good word, and I am so sorry. That's a lot of money.
Can I do the show, Todd, from Holiday, Tennessee?
Holiday, Tennessee. There you go.
I might be packing my bags after this show.
Look, this is why I live in the suburbs. And the thing is that a lot of people your age in their 20s, they want to experience the whole downtown living, and then you grow out of it. And well, you normally grow out of it when you see how much it's costing you to live down there.
Yeah. I mean, I live basically in a little closet, and they charge me $1,200 a month.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. For a little shoebox apartment.
You could move out to the burbs, Dieter in the burbs.
I think I would be bored, Todd.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of fun stuff going on down in the suburbs.
Do you have a disco?
No. Let's go to Andre in Georgia, WDUN. Andre, so you're 84 years old, is that right?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be 84 in 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, you were talking about insurance rates going sky high. When I was a young man, lawyers could not advertise. And the insurance rates were, well, of course, the cost of vehicles were much lower, too. But half the ads on television and radio now are lawyers. Call me, we'll sue somebody. If some insurance company has to pay you, then you have to pay the insurance company to cover it. It's just, that's my opinion. I think there was one state, Wisconsin or Minnesota, I'm not sure, years ago, stopped giving scholarships to law students. They said they had enough lawyers in the state.
Well, yeah. Well, so you're blaming the lawyers. I'm blaming the Democrats. I just want to blame them for something, Andre.
Well, are most lawyers Democrats?
That's true. It's a great point, Andre. You're right.
To be a good lawyer, you must be a good liar, which is synonymous with Democrats.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. You know, I thought maybe if I had one of those chargers with the dark tinted windows, the chrome wheels, the pot rolling out of the windows, that they would... They would up my car insurance because of that. Because don't they, like, if you have a red car, is that true or is that just an urban legend that they will charge you more young men that have red cars? Did I just hear that?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know. I have a black Nissan.
Oh. Well, they're charging you out the wazoo.
I know.
I mean, geez, hello.
It's a crime.
I'm curious. Speaking of that, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, and the body cam footage, we were talking about that earlier today. Could you imagine if that had been you? First of all, you would not be driving a McLaren. But anyway, I know how much money you make. I'm just curious, what do you do? You've been pulled over numerous times, is what you've told us. Do you treat the officers with disrespect?
What do you think, Todd? I start yelling about how I back the blue. I have a list of talking points. Then do you know Todd Starnes? They go, yes.
Oh, that's not
and
a good
they go,
one.
No, and I say, I work for Todd Starnes. I work in news. And so typically they're pretty lenient. Only after the fact of me putting my hands on the steering wheel. It's like Simon Says. You remember that game growing up in schools. Simon Says, do this, you do that. But that's what my dad told me when I was like 12 years old, even before I got behind a wheel.
So I know that you tell them, oh, do you know Todd Starnes? Because they called me once when you were pulled over, I think when you first got here. And yeah. I said, lock him up. Lock him up.
Yeah, they're like, kidding. Who's your emergency contact? And I just give them Todd's cell phone.
Donald J. Trump. Baron Trump.
No, that whole thing that you were talking about with the Dolphins football player, that's just ridiculous. Anybody in America knows when a cop pulls you over, do exactly what they say, and 10 times out of 10, you're going to be all right.
I mean, the cop had no idea. The windows were blackened. The guy's a convicted domestic abuser. He could have been smacking around a woman in that car for all they knew. So,
I mean, I didn't watch the video until listening to your show. I went and watched it. The fact that he rolled up his window, they had no idea if his hands were on a gun.
That's right.
Are you kidding? He's lucky, actually.
At that point, very lucky.
Yeah.
And he's lucky his butt didn't get tased. All right, got to take a break here. If you want to get Ben Dieter auto insurance advice, 901-260-5926. See, we're being helpful here. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. In studio this hour, our good friend Ben Dieter, host of Wake Up Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee. Dieter, you're going to be watching the debate tonight.
Yes.
Yeah?
All of it. I'm stoked. I'm planning a big party. You're invited.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So
we're doing the drinking games. We've got the bingo cards. And
wow.
The true winner is whoever shows up for work in the morning.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, if you've got like...
Get a fill-in on standby.
The passage of time.
Yeah.
The school bus.
So it's going to be interesting. I really do think this is Donald Trump's to lose. This is Kamala Harris, someone whose approval ratings a couple months ago were in the toilet. I mean, historically low for a vice president. So if she just gets up there and does Kamala, I think Trump's going to be all right. He just has to stay out of the way. Let her be herself.
Nobody really knows who she is. And now we know she literally plagiarized her policy platforms from Joe Biden.
It's insane. And what I'll say is, even if she has memorized line by line, because that's what they have had her do in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for what, 6-7 days? She's been memorizing. I mean, literally, there was a report where she has a mock debate stage. They pulled in someone resembling Donald Trump. No one can actually be Donald Trump except for Donald Trump. So Donald Trump pulls one out of, you know, thin air, and she's going to be left there stammering. It will be interesting. Do the moderators jump in to help her, or do they let her fall on her face?
That's a great question. I was thinking it was going to be George Slapodopoulos, but he's not going to. It's David Moore. David Moore. I never can get his name right. How do you say that?
And Lindsay Muir. Davis. I don't even know who Muir. These people are. David Muir. They basically just send him to, if there's a volcano that erupts, they send him to the volcano. That's the only thing I know about David Muir. Does anybody know who this guy is?
I don't think so. All right, Ben Dieter, good luck getting insurance.
All right.
You should take the bus. Oh, wait a second. They're bankrupt. All right. We got to scoot out of here, folks. Hour 3 of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Happy debate eve, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Happy to have you with us today. Hour three of the big show. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Who needs to have a better debate performance tonight, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? 901-260-5926 is our number. By the way, there is a bakery in Pennsylvania, Locals Bakery, and they've been doing this for years now. They bake cookies during the presidential election season, and they have a Republican cookie and a Democrat cookie. In this particular race, they have one that is a Trump special cookie, and the other is a Kamala cookie. Right now, totaling sales so far, Trump, 4,228 cookies to Kamala's 369 cookies. There you go. And that's in Pennsylvania. Folks, I just feel good about all of this. I do. I think we're heading in the right direction. The Trump team is doing all the right things, and we've just got to stay focused. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing well.
Doing great. Glad to be with you, Todd.
So what do you make of this cookie poll here? I put more trust in a cookie poll than I do a regular poll.
Not only that, the cookie poll will go up to a cake bonanza when Trump gets finished showing the record of the border czar, who is far to be seen from the border. But no, things are happening good. And really, Todd, the simple question is, for all Americans that even are not in politics, is your life better the last 4 years, or was it better under the previous administration? Answer that question. That tells the story.
Or is your pet still alive? So that's the
yes, exactly right. It's not been eaten.
That's it. By the way, Congressman, I'm going to play this audio. Eric Swalwell, everybody remembers him. He had the little dalliance there with the Chinese spy. Dylan, do we have Eric Swalwell going bonkers over the Trump meme? All right, we're working on that. We'll get all right, let's play that.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets? My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman? Because last year, for a very long time, you tweeted and promoted Kanye West as he was calling for genocide against the Jews, and you kept it up. And now when we have victims coming here, you're tweeting this nonsense. I don't know why you would do this. I hope you're okay. I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right now, but Mr. Chairman, this is a serious issue. These people have loved ones who have been lost. And you tweeted this.
The reality here, and they've lost it, Congressman, they've lost their minds over this. The reality is the policies of the Democrats have put all of us in danger, including pets, dogs, cats, ducks. It doesn't matter. This is a serious issue. But more importantly, they're killing humans.
Well, they are. And it runs the gamut of the disaster that this administration has been and the danger. That we were told this morning on a border discussion that it is a crisis. What's going to happen to this country with 15 plus million illegals in this country, not just from the voting that they'll be doing and the census that they'll now be a part of, but, you know, the when you have gangs controlling properties in America, when you see on the streets the crime that's taking place, you know, Lakeland Riley just happened to get the publicity, but there are hundreds of others. The fentanyl deaths, I mean, the list goes on and on, and it's going to take a real effort not only to straighten this country out, but to get it back on its feet. And the Biden administration has totally wrecked it for one reason only, Todd. They want to retain power.
That's it. Now, you are one of two Freedom Caucus lawmakers. There may be more that say they will not be supporting the spending package without the SAVE Act attached. Of course, it is a very common sense piece of legislation introduced by our friend Congressman Chip Roy, many other people joining as co-sponsors on this. What are you hearing? There are MTG is very concerned that the speaker may be waffling on this.
No, we had the discussion today in front of a caucus. He's sticking tight on this, he says. I take him at his word. We cannot back up on this, Todd. I mean, imagine even questioning the Constitution on, that's the 14th Amendment, that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. If you go into any boardroom, bank boardroom in America, you can't just walk off the street and vote a proxy. You know, if you're a member of Congress, you can't come off the street as a citizen and vote. This is not even a question. And as far as the CR, I don't like continuing resolutions, but the budget was not finished. And here's the question. If this thing goes down and gets defeated, that means we turn the checkbook over to Chuck Schumer, the Democrats in the Senate in December. And it's going to be another omnibus and a spending frenzy of money we do not have. So this is a win-win if we can pass it. I'm a strong yes. I spoke on it in the caucus today and will continue to do so. But this really, to even have the debate about whether you should be a U.S. citizen to vote is beyond me.
Well, same here, but and at least you're putting the Democrats on notice that, you know, if they oppose this, that means they support illegals voting and casting votes in our elections. So you got them on the record at least.
Which they do not support photo voter ID. They support letting, I mean, why do you think the 15 to 20 that are a million illegals are here is to vote? And this, what the SAVE Act does is put safeguards in place. Just because you check the box of a U.S. citizen, you got to prove it. It's just like if you and I get stopped for going 60 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone, I can tell all day long I was going 35. What's the radar say? This is the radar to prove that you are a citizen or you are not. And it's just not that complicated.
You know, Congressman, just a little while ago, we had a state representative on from Alabama, and there's a small town in his district, and they've been overwhelmed by illegals, the same as Springfield, Ohio. I did a little research last night, and according to the voting numbers from 2020, both of those areas where the illegals were dumped happened to be majority red districts that overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump. And you do wonder if part of the strategy here is to dump these illegals in majority red districts across the country and hoping that some of these folks are able to get in and vote on Election Day.
Well, I'll take it a step further. That's what they're doing in South Carolina, which is a red state. Three plane loads of illegals paid for by your tax dollars and mine came in, that you went to the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security offices, and they were given voter registrations. And yes, they checked the box, but that's why we sent a letter to the Homeland Security to ask, go to your voter files and give us the updates on who's registered in the last year. They refused to do it. This is our own government. So it's if we lose the integrity of voting, then we're just like Venezuela, Cuba, China, and Russia. And we got to fight for that.
Congressman, real quick, tonight the debate, ABC News, we really still don't know a lot about Kamala Harris. She's only done that one sit-down interview. What do you want to see tonight, and what does President Trump need to do to win the debate?
President Trump has got to stick on her record. She supports basically defunding the police. She was the one that put up bail money, and she needs to ask her why she put up bail money for those who destroyed over 50 cities and into the billions of dollars. Why is she wanting to tax 25% on unrealized gains? If your house goes up $20,000 one year, you pay a tax then. Never mind if you take a loss, which isn't accounted for. Why is a supply chain shortage? Why have you stood by and remained silent when you knew you had the leader in Joe Biden who was mentally incoherent. Why have you never been to the border? You're supposed to be the border czar. But my main point is, Todd, issues. They speak of she can try to change it and walk it back, but she can't because she's got a record, and she's the biggest liberal. And if she is elected, socialism will be alive and well in this country, and we can't let that happen.
No, sir, we sure cannot. All right, well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and fingers crossed, let's hope we can get the SAVE Act across the finish line.
We hope we can. Thank you so much, Todd.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Ralph Norman. Now, I have a simple question for you, and here's how all this is going to go down. And I warned you about this months and months and months ago, that this is all about watching the clock. And Mike Johnson, the speaker, pretty shrewd guy. He watches the clock, and he holds on and holds out until we get to a point where it is not politically advantageous for the Republicans to act. And that's where all of this is going right now. You are going to have Republicans who say, we cannot shut down the government. We cannot allow that to happen. And if we do, we're going to get blamed and we're going to lose the election. I contend that if we do not protect our elections, if we do not get the SAVE Act across the finish line, that the Republicans are never going to be able to win elections. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, as we go to break, what do you want the Republicans in the House to do? They have attached the SAVE Act to the continuing resolution. The Democrats say they will not pass that continuing resolution with the SAVE Act attached. So what do you want the Republicans to do? Should we secure our elections? Is this the hill to die on? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to do an entire hour of a debate preview. We're going to have a lot of great guests, and you're going to want to watch the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax 2. Also, an opportunity for you to become a part owner in Newsmax. You say, how do I do that? Very simple. NewsmaxInvest.com is the website. You can go there, get information about buying preferred shares in Newsmax. You're going to get a 7% dividend. Again, all the information at NewsmaxInvest.com. You can even buy shares with a credit card. It's really that simple. But, of course, you do want to consult with your attorney or financial advisors. And, of course, investors are always responsible for conducting their own due diligence. NewsmaxInvest.com. Dylan, I'm curious, are you an Android guy or an Apple guy, iPhone?
I've always been an Apple guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you getting the, have you gotten the new Apple iPhone? Is it iPhone 16 now?
You know what? At this point, there's so many that's coming out every year. Not every year, but like it's so many that I just gave up and I'm just sticking with whatever I have. I don't even know which one I have right now.
I normally stick with the phone until the battery starts going belly up.
Right.
Right?
And that's what happens, by the way, when a new phone comes out, is the battery start to die. It gets a little sketchy.
Well, the whole new lineup came out yesterday, and they do the big fall event, and they've got the iPhones, the watches, AirPods. I always lose my stupid AirPods. Mm. That's what kills me.
Yep.
And those cost, they're a little pricey.
Very
expensive. A smidge. So anyway, I'm looking at and I'm not a big Apple Watch guy. You know, a lot of people do that. And it was funny, we had a staffer who is no longer with us. He's still alive. I mean, I don't mean he's dead, but he moved to Branson. And we'd be in the middle of a staff meeting, and he'd always be looking at his watch. And I'm finally like, do you have somewhere you need to be? And it was not that. He was getting emails, I guess, or
yes.
Whatever. It's kind of rude.
Was here. He was busy, you know, doing his thing.
But anyway, that's why I'm not a big watch guy anyway. So I never really even thought much about getting an Apple Watch, which is basically what an iPhone on your wrist. Is that pretty much?
Yeah.
Is that a good way to describe it?
And you can make calls if you have your phone with you with the watch.
Really?
Yeah.
So how does that work? Do you have to have the AirPods or do you just
can put your wrist up to your ear?
That's weird.
Basically, yeah, it's weird. Not a lot of people use that function.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, the new iPhone 16 and 16 Plus, it seems to me the biggest part of this is the camera, the video camera, which is going to be like, I mean, high def. And it's going to be larger. So it's going to get a 6.1-inch display. You know, it's funny. They've always gone like, you know, small, large screens. You know, they never can, you know. People just can't make up their minds.
The screen can only get so big. I mean, you're going to start making an iPad at that point.
Exactly. That's the whole, right? And, and then people put them in the pocket. I don't do that. I'm always afraid the battery's going to explode. Mm. I've seen those. It's not a pretty picture.
Nope.
I don't want to lose a leg to an iPhone. So the other part of this is the AI. So they're implementing AI into the new iPhone, and even so much so that, like, when you have email messages, it'll provide an AI-generated email summary for you. And also, they will automate your photo library. I have thousands of pictures on my, and I never can seem to get them off of the iPhone into the laptop. That's a problem. So anyway, I'm curious. Oh, by the way, you ready for the price tag? I know you're not buying this because you're about to get married. You've got no money.
Saving.
$800. Oh. That's the starting point. $800. Boy. The iPhone 16 Plus starts at $900. And they'll be available for pre-order on September 13th. I'm curious, any of you folks out there going to get one of these new iPhones? 901-260-5926. Let's go to Robert Jackson, Tennessee. WTJS wants to weigh in on the debate. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
Well, having a good day. Dreading that hurricane coming our way. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to watch the debate because I know who I'm voting for, but I've got a serious question. Really, I do. I'm a retired counselor, and I've watched Vice President Harris on TV for the last 3 years or so. She has days that she talks with clarity, and then there are days you don't know what she's talking about. And I seriously, as a retired counselor, I've been thinking this, and so I just want to say it to people, you know, for a few weeks. I think she's not sober. I really do. I think she's got a problem. I don't know what you think, but I think I'm seeing some sort of substance abuse, and she can't keep it under control.
There's been a lot of speculation about that, Robert, whether or not she is, you know, bad to drink or if she's got a pill problem. There's something very off. It just seems very unnatural. I mean, there are people that feel uncomfortable in those kinds of situations. But I think to your point, and as you mentioned, you're a counselor, so you sort of observe these things. I think that's a fair assessment. Robert, I have to leave it there. We are coming up on a break here. Robert seems to think that Kamala Harris may be on something. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I just got a text. Someone said, you'd have to be on something to spend $900 for an iPhone. Yeah, there's a good point to that. We'll be right back. It's really interesting. When you go back to last week's school shooting at the high school there in Northeast Georgia, Appalachie High School, we know everything there is to know about the young man, the 14-year-old, who pulled the trigger and shot and killed four people, two teachers, two students, injured many others. We know everything about this kid. We've seen the social media pages. We've seen the videos of when he was confronted by the FBI last year when the kid was 13 years old. We know every single thing about him, his family, the whole nine yards. And yet we still don't know anything about the gunman who tried to kill President Trump. Anybody find that odd that the media has pretty much erased this story? I mean, literally nobody's talking about it anymore. Nobody. We don't know anything about the gunman except for the fact that his body was removed before the autopsy could even be commenced. They burned the body. We don't know anything about the kid, or at least they're not telling us anything about it. The media has no curiosity about this at all. Anybody find that strange? Melania Trump, by the way, posted a video. I thought this was really fascinating because she says there's something else going on here. The former first lady of these great United States. I want you to listen to Melania Trump.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
Do you agree with Melania Trump? Do you believe there's more to what happened in Butler County, Pennsylvania, at the fairgrounds? Do you believe there is more to this story? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I will say this, based on what we do know, based on the videos that I have seen and the videos that clearly show the gunman was there and people, law enforcement knew he was there. Law enforcement had him in their sights and they did nothing to stop the attack. And I'm based on everything I have seen, it looks to me like this was a government coordinated effort to take out a former president of these great United States. That's what it looks like to me. How can you say that, Todd? Well, I mean, otherwise, why are they hiding all the information? Why are they trying to erase the story from our memory? Why is that? I mean, we know they were trying to do that because Google got caught. Google literally was trying to suppress any information about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And I will say this, I am more concerned now than I have ever been that there will be another attempt on the life of President Trump. Because, folks, unless Kamala Harris has been through detox and has somehow gotten an MBA over the past 2 weeks, there's no way she's going to do well in this debate. As a matter of fact, I would contend that by the time tonight is over, the Democrats are going to be in a state of mourning. And the Democrats will realize there are only one of two ways to stop Donald Trump from being elected. Number one is to throw him in prison. And number two is to make sure that he's not around to put his hand on the Bible. I'm concerned about that. I really am. I wish I wasn't. But I don't trust our government right now. I don't trust the deep state. Don't trust them at all. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I mean, why else would they hide all this information? Why would they do that? If you don't think there's some sort of a coordinated effort to move on, if I were Trump, I'd have my own private security. Let's go to David in Arkansas, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, David. Am I off base here?
Well, yeah, sort of. I think you're a little wet about a lot of things concerning this. I mean, right after they attempted the assassination of Trump, the media come out and said that they were going to bury that story, and they had done that. Don't you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Why do you think they did it? Why do you think they're burying the story, David?
Because they're the fourth branch of the Democratic Party is why. I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. I'll be honest with you, I'm not as optimistic as Trump winning this because the Democrats are going to steal this election. They're going to do their best to steal it. And whatever they have to do, they'll do it. And as far as that shooter goes, he was in bed with because these past shooters for the last
probably 6, 7 years, 8 years or longer. It actually goes all the way back to Oklahoma City. The FBI was in on that. And the FBI has been in on all these shootings. They have handlers that do that. And they're pushing a narrative of anti-gun, and that's what they're trying to convince the public, that we need to do away with all the guns. And the story with Trump is the media come out and said, we're going to bury this story, we're not going to talk about it, we're just going to ignore it, and that's what they're doing. So.
All right. Well, David, I appreciate that call. Let's go to Jerry in Iowa. Jerry, what say you?
Hi. I'm glad to have your uncle's name, by the way. And I did meet you, and the book is great. So my comment is about the shooting situation, Trump's shooter. The last thing I heard about it was that there was some sort of encrypted communication that went overseas. Please tell me if you heard the same thing. I hope I'm not repeating.
No. That is correct. Yeah, there was some sort of encrypted communication. Yeah.
So what it seems to me is that maybe the FBI didn't hire him to shoot, but directly, but it's like they parted the Red Sea for this guy. He was on site for how long, and he was allowed to get in position, and that's just really creepy to me. And let's note that there's a biblical precedent for this. When David was having an affair with Bathsheba, her husband was one of David's soldiers. So what did he do? He put him out front in a military situation and then ordered friendly forces to pull back, which allowed the bad guys to kill Bathsheba's husband. So this is an old tactic that's been around for a long time, so they can wash their hands and say, well, we didn't do it. So
if you remember going back to the JFK assassination, if you remember, what was it that Lee Harvey Oswald said as they were hauling him into Dallas PD headquarters, that he was a patsy, that he was the patsy. In other words, there were other people. He was the guy taking the fall, but the implication is there were other people involved. Look, I just think at this stage of American history, we need to just let's see what really happened back in 1963 in November of that year in Dallas. I want to know what happened in that field in Butler County, Pennsylvania. And Jerry, look, the American people may be enraged, and maybe what happened is so awful that the deep state is afraid there would be uprisings in this country. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, why did they burn Oswald's body real quick? I mean, why is this Trump shooter not still on ice? It just seems like they got rid of it, the whole thing, too fast, including the body.
Well, Oswald was not around. Yeah, Oswald was not cremated. He was buried, so the body was there. But yeah, the cremation, it was this whole thing. They corrupted the crime scene, washing off all the blood, all the evidence. It was all just very, very strange. It was almost as if they really didn't care what it looked like.
Well, they seemed disappointed, sort of like better luck next time. I think the whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
And thank you, Todd.
I'm with you. Jerry, thank you. And it was great to meet you at the big KXEL event. Met several hundred of our great listeners were out at that big event. Our good buddy Jeff Stein, who is on the DL, but he'll be back behind the microphone very soon. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Susan on the line. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind?
I just called because I have a little bit of a different take on the assassination.
All right. I'm all ears, Susan.
Well, you know, you say nobody is asking for this to be examined more closely, but Trump isn't either. I mean, he normally commands an audience in all stations, and he is very quiet himself. So there are a lot of things that are suspicious in my mind beyond the things that you said, and I would love to see a full examination. First thing is Secret Service. Two, what Secret Service that's trained in their right mind would allow this man to stand up three times, walking off the stage, put his head in clear sight of a bullet, and wave his hands around and yell, fight, 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 three times? No Secret Service that is trained by our government is going to do that.
But Susan, we now know that those were not trained Secret Service agents, that those were people that Homeland Security shipped in. So these people did not have the training they should have had there. And some of those people are being fired. Some are being retired. But there is that part of it. So you think Trump was in on all of this?
I do. I think that it's amazing how there was no actual hospital report. It's amazing that
there was a hospital report, and he was taken to the hospital.
I saw he was taken to the hospital. I haven't seen a report. And I also miraculously did not see any damage to his ear. And I don't think his ear miraculously grew back. I also, when I was looking at the photos, I actually saw this happen on TV. When I'm looking at it, and they stand him up, his ear wound, the blood, or whatever it was stagnant. It was not dripping continuously. It didn't get on his white shirt. It was completely stagnant by the time they brought him up. From what I've read, ear wounds bleed pretty heavily.
There was a lot of blood on the president, Susan. I saw the videos. I've seen the photographs, and there was blood all over the place.
There was not blood all over the place. It was on his face.
What do you think it was? If it wasn't blood, what do you think it was?
I don't know. It could have been fake blood that he could have done.
I know that sounds
crazy, but we've got a president who repeatedly has done crazy things to get attention. I think that this is just another part of him trying to either gain sympathy, gain votes, or to rile his base up, because he's always trying to rile his base up.
I see. So Susan, let me see if I understand this correctly. You believe that Donald Trump, paid a gunman to climb up on the roof and shoot and kill one of his own supporters and shoot and seriously injure another, and then shoot himself in the ear, and the president actually went out, and of all the people in America, the president found some kid in the middle of Butler County, PA, who was the worst shot on his rifle team at high school, and that's the guy that Donald Trump picked to take him out.
I don't believe that Trump was actually hit by a bullet. But you got to remember,
Susan, are you serious? Or are you yanking my chain here? Are you trying to pull a joke here?
I'm totally serious. You're promoting a guy who attacked our own government. You're promoting a guy.
Susan, are you a Democrat? Are you a Democrat, Susan?
For two plus years,
Susan's a Democrat.
And Fox News lied about it, and they went to court, and in the court document, they admitted Rupert
Susan, Barnes, it's not true. None of what you are saying here is true. But I want to go back to something. But again, a man died. You do believe that a firefighter was shot and killed in Butler County, right, Susan?
I do believe that.
So you think Trump shot it? You think Trump had that guy shot and killed?
A man who supports Putin and praises him. A man who supports Kim Jong-un.
The firefighter? Are you saying the firefighter supported Kim Jong-un? I don't think he did. He was just a volunteer firefighter.
Trump supported those men.
All right, Susan. I'm concerned about you, Susan. I'm concerned about you, Susan. I've sat here, I've listened to you, and I think it's pretty clear that you've got a raging case of Trump derangement syndrome, Susan, TDS.
I have a problem with Trump derangement syndrome.
I can tell.
I absolutely do.
And it's good that you acknowledge it.
To our democracy, and beyond him are people like you that are actually tearing this country apart through lies to you're uneducated.
Susan, you have shared so many lies over the past just couple of minutes. It's just been hard for me to keep up with it all. Here's what I want you to do, Susan. I want you to seek help. There is help available. I know you're traveling right now. That's what my call screener tells me. I would encourage you to go and just pull into the next Republican Party headquarters, and they can help you out, and they can work with you. We have licensed people that can help folks like yourself. So, Susan, we don't mock here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We want to help you, and that's what we're going to try to do. So, guys, let's try to get Susan some help and see if we can't get her on the straight and narrow. Man, that's wow. My heart breaks because TDS, it's in many cases, it's a fatal. It's incurable. Let's go to real quick to the phone lines. Rick in Georgia. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I listened to the last caller, and I just wanted to assist you by reminding you of an old Herman Cain line.
You can't fix stupid?
Thank you very much. You paid attention that day in class.
You can't fix stupid. Rick, it's terrible. It's a tragedy. But, you know, we try to help people out here, right? We don't mock. We just try to help.
Understood.
All right. Rick, thank you very much. Let's go to Michelle real quick in North Carolina. Michelle, we've got about 20 seconds. What say you? Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Todd. Susan, honey, you need serious help. You need a psychiatrist. Bad. You need medication. Please get some help.
Yeah, we're gonna work with Susan. Maybe we can get her some help. I don't know. Michelle, thank you and appreciate it. Guys, you never know what's gonna happen here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. In the meantime, head over to the website. We've got a lot of great stories for you to check out. Also, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax, we're doing a preview of the debate. And during the debate, we're going to be providing live coverage online. Get out there. Be good, America.